It's time to open your eyes, take a look outside and all around, to north and south and up and down. The weather is right, the time is here, there'll never be a better year. For brotherhood to take its fruit, to bloom, its blossom and sprout its shoot. Open, open up your eyes, it's time to find the place to hold, to find the place to plant your row, where the seeds of love can grow and grow.
Negotiate? What is to negotiate? What is your whole business? On that issue, you simply explain to these students that the university has a piece of property that it bought for future construction of the campus and that was now going ahead with the plan?
The people of
Governor Reagan own that land.
Governor Reagan, the time has passed when the university can just ride roughshod over the desires of the majority of its student body.
The university is a public institution.
That's
right. It's an important
institution,
but
the university
for all of its own community and for the community of Berkeley that live around it.
I thought I understood what it was like to be in Watts and Newark and Detroit. I didn't understand. I didn't understand until I didn't really understand until the people I love and work with were treated that way. And now I do understand. Now, if we get the People's Park back, and by God, we gotta get it back, I want to see parks. I want to see parks. I want to see a beautiful environment in South Berkeley and West Berkeley.
Thank you.
comes gas.
I was standing down near Haste and Telegraph holding my son, Paul, who was 2 years old, and I was being pushed by one of the pigs. And I said, "Don't push me, I'm holding a kid." He said, "You put that kid down and I'll punch you right in the face." I said, "Cool." And he pushed me again. So I put the kid down and he jumped on me. So I spit in his face, and the next thing I knew, that the whole battalion of them were jumping and clubbing me. You want to see my back, my elbows, my head? I was hit all over the place.
But I haven't done nothing. I just taken a turn down and I stopped here because there were some people in front of me. And I went over on the sidewalk there. I seen those two cops back there. I looked back there.
Suddenly you were shot?
Yeah, they were on the sidewalk.
I was standing on the corner of Dwight Way and Telegraph with two or three other reporters, and we were intentionally pepper gassed by a member of the Alameda County Tactical Squad. For an unknown reason, our press passes were clearly visible and our tape recorders and cameras were clearly visible.
Asked about the death of James Rector, who died last night of shotgun wounds he received in last Thursday's violence, Governor Reagan said he assumes it was the police who fired the shot that wounded him. An autopsy today disclosed that Rector died of shock and hemorrhage due to multiple gunshot wounds, including perforation of the aorta.
The couple of Alameda County sheriffs came over, and this is what they said to us. They said, "Listen, we're sick and tired of this. Now, when we come up in our cop cars, we don't want you people to run. We want you to stay and fight. Now, why don't you get some guns, and let's have it out."
Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the U.S.S.R.
I would like to propose that the issue is that on the campuses, you, who are adults, you who are entrusted with those young people and their guidance, have a responsibility to make it plain to them from the very beginning that you yourselves do not tolerate the kind of conduct that has led to the burning of Wheeler Hall, that has led to two murders on the campus of UCLA.
We are making it clear. It's a fine political speech, but we have made that clear over and over again, and I think you know, if you stop talking for politics, that the overwhelming majority of the faculty and students are against violence, have done more to curb violence than you. I think violence escalates precisely because every time there's a regents meeting, the chancellors of all nine campuses have to scurry around and see if they can put an end to negotiations so that the governor doesn't come to the regents meeting and get them fired, as he has already done before. You've created an atmosphere on the campus.
No one wants to listen. No. You are a liar. Now, don't you talk about political speeches. Don't you make a political speech of that kind and charge me with going and trying to fire chancellors. I have fought to keep politics out of that Board of Regents and out of the running of the university. We'll continue to.
Yeah.
was an eyewitness to everything was going on. I'm a woman for peace from the very beginning. When I'm from an old woman now 75 years old, when I was 5, I was driven to the Tsarist Russia into schools. When the Tsar came to our little town as a school child that could hardly walk, I was driven there under oppression to show him respect to the Tsar with the school, the rest of it. Since then, I'm against oppression. And I saw a similar thing in this confrontation with Bonnie's ghost right here in Berkeley, that we are just as oppressed, as completely disregarded from the authorities that in those Reagan and his cohorts, his henchmen, are the ones that created the whole situation here in this park. I went to witness the park when it was going. I thought it was a beautiful, wonderful thing. For the first time, the young people really are beginning to construct, and I thought that the university should support such a thing, should encourage instead of them driving. Instead, the walls came up, and I watched the walls came up, and a boot was stamping. On the television I watched it, when they stamped the two daisies, it broke my heart. I saw the Nazi heels stamping all those millions of people. And this way, I went to the campus on Tuesday to support those protesters that protested an innocent man that was killed. And what I was driven out by gas there, the helicopter over my head, there was they didn't have to disperse students and everybody running like rats. With the gas overhead, and I would got it in my throat.
Teach them to fake it well.